The FSA got off to a rocky start due to tech glitches that left up to 5% of students with results the testing review describes as suspect. The study also suggests the state not use the results as the only determinant of grade promotion and retention. Leon County School Superintendent Jackie Pons says if the test is not good for students, then it shouldn't be good for teachers.
Let's not affect our teachers' evaluations in a negative way because of an assessment that we know that was given was not reliable.
State law requires a third of a teacher's evaluation be based on student performance, but Pond says the district will not penalize teachers for poor outcomes this year. The study results don't mean the debate over testing is over. Some districts like Leon and Seminole County want to scrap the exam in favor of a national measure like the SAT. And Senate Education Chief John Legg says lawmakers will keep probing the issue. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.